Romans 16 isn't just a long list of hard-to-pronounce names. It's a roll call of quiet heroes who shaped the church and the public square. In this devotional, we meet helpers, hard workers, risk-takers, and believers who stayed obedient and wise in a culture full of flattery and division. You'll be challenged to become a Phoebe, a Prisca, an Aquila in our day, established in the gospel, innocent in what is evil, and bold in defending biblical values in Washington. Listen in and discover how God can use your ordinary faithfulness to crush the enemy underneath your feet. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are going to dive into the final chapter of the book of Romans, chapter 16. It's greetings and love expressed. All right. So if you're enjoying the series out of Romans, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal. And what's our goal? To change our heart so that we change the public square. So thank you for sharing it and getting the word of God out all across Washington state. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. Again, it helps us get the gospel message going out. So we're going to read this. There are a ton of names that Paul mentions here. I'm probably going to butcher some of them, quite frankly, but I'm going to do my best. All right, here we go. I commend you to our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea. Okay? So she's a servant of the church, and you can be a servant of the church. And we begin, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints. And this is what is important to each one of us, that we receive each other in a manner worthy of the Lord, that's worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matter she may have need of you. For she herself has also been a helper of many and of myself as well. God is calling you into the public square today. And as he calls you, you might be called to be a helper today. Just simply help people out. And then you would be like Phoebe. All right. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. Have you thought about being a fellow worker in Christ Jesus today, coming alongside, who for my life risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles? So we may need to risk our necks today, put our head on the chopping block, you might say. And so we have these two, Prisca and Aquila, who did that. Also greet the churches that is in their house. Greet Epaphras, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. Can you imagine being that first convert from Asia? Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. You could be a hard worker today. Think about that. Just working hard for the Lord, keeping it very, very simple. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are outstanding among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. So these are some believers that were found in Jesus Christ prior to Paul's conversion on the Damascus Road experience. All right, so thinking about, are you a helper? Are you, you know, do you care about the body of Christ and walking in the things of God? So let's go to this. We're on verse 8. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. You could be God's beloved in the Lord today. Greet Urbanus and our fellow worker in Christ. Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodon, my kinsman. Greet those of the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Look at this. He's describing each and every one of these individuals. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosus, workers in the Lord. Greet Persis, the beloved who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, a choice man in the Lord, also his mother and mine. Look at these people. Choice in the Lord, hard workers. And that they are beloved by God. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermias, and the brethren with them. Greet Philologus, Julius, Nerius, and his sister Olympias, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss, and all the churches of Christ greet you. So we made it through a bulk of the names. There's a few more that are going to come up, but what are you noticing so far? I'm noticing hard workers, helpers, people who are walking in the things of God, converts, people who have come to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, saints. These are words that are just jumping out at me that can be very applicable to us in the public square today. Now he gives a little bit of a warning. Now I urge you, brethren, keep your eyes on those who cause dissension and hindrance contrary to the teaching which you've learned, and turn away from them. He says, hey, watch out for those who are causing dissension. And so we should do that as well. For such men are slaves, not of our Lord Christ, but of their own appetites. So people who are running after their own appetites, and by their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. So think about that, the unsuspecting people, how they need to be educated in the word of God so that their heart isn't given to flattery and to boasting. For the report of your obedience has reached to all. Therefore, I am rejoicing over you, but I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. Look at that. I want you to be wise in what is good. Don't we need that in the public square today? To be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. So thinking about what we can do to walk this out, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Amen and amen. Are you looking forward to that day when the God of peace crushes Satan under our feet? It's going to be a beautiful day. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, and so does Lucas and Jason and Sophia, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who write this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, greets you. Quartus, the brother, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. I love that. We need Jesus's peace to be with us all, to never give up. Amen. All right, let's finish it off. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel. So God is establishing you today according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ. Look at this. And the preaching of Christ Jesus according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past. This is who he's talking about. But now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophet, according to the commandments of eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of the faith. Isn't that what we need? To be obedient in the faith today? To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen. So there's only one true God, one wise God, Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen. So we did it. We finished off the book of Romans, and we read each word. We've looked at each part multiple times in and out, and I truly hope it's been a blessing to lay this spiritual foundation in your heart and in your mind. Now, some may say, where are we going? Well, tomorrow is Old Testament Tuesday, and then the next day, I think we're going to start in the book of Luke is what I'm thinking. But anyways, I hope you've enjoyed this series on the book of Romans, and we'll see you on Old Testament Tuesday tomorrow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this example. Help us to be hard workers today, to help those around us, to be established in the gospel message today. God, we need you. We need more of you each and every day. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be upon each and every one of us in Washington State. Go before us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.